If you drive around Springdale, a name you'll find on signs throughout the town is Shiloh. But where does that name come from? As we continue our monthly What's in a Name series, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda investigates.
According to the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History's website, archaeologists believe people have lived in the area for about 12,000 years. The abundance of natural resources attracted the earliest people, and Osage Indians frequently used this area for hunting. The Cherokee Treaty of 1828 opened the area to settlers from eastern states. Susan Young, outreach coordinator for the museum, says the first established settlement in the Springdale area can be traced back to the 1830s, when there were just a few families living there. But by the 1840s, she says there were enough families living in the area to merit the need for a church.
They were all allied families in that if they weren't related by marriage, they had traveled here together from back east, and they all had the same worship, the Primitive Baptists. They were the old hard shell, foot washing Primitive Baptists. So they established a church around 1840, and the church name was Shiloh. Now, we've researched, and there's no definitive answer. What is the Hebrew meaning of the word Shiloh? What I can say for certain is that it's a place in the Holy Land. It's mentioned in the Old Testament. It's a very sacred place where the Ark of the Covenant was stored for a time. So all that, what that gives us insight into is that picking the name of their church as Shiloh was kind of an auspicious name that the community, the few families that were here in 1840 were, church going was very much a part of their everyday lives. So the church and the community became known as one and the same within a few years. Shiloh.
Young says after the Civil War, settlers applied for a post office, but there was already another town in Arkansas named Shiloh with a post office. Young explains at that time there were no zip codes, so it would be difficult to know to which Shiloh a letter should be delivered. This resulted in the selection of a new name for the town, and Sarah Reed Meek is credited with coming up with Springdale.
But what she came up with, according to family lore, is Springs in the Dale, because of Spring Creek, which flows right through the downtown area, and it's fed by natural springs. Also, family lore has it that Sarah Meek heard her husband, who was one of the town leaders, and he was in on the discussion of what to name this town. What, we got to have a post office. What are we going to change our name to? And they went through several permutations of, well, let's name it after old Reverend Holcomb because he was one of the founders. Let's call it Holcombville. Or, well, what about Mr. Putman? He was important. Let's call it Putman Town. Or old man Huffmaster, Huffmasterville. So they went through all these names to honor early founders, and they couldn't agree on anything, is what the Reed family lore is. And so Sarah Reed Meek heard her husband coming home with this dilemma and reportedly said, why don't you name it Springs in the Dale? Just don't even name it for a person. And that was shortened to Springdale. And so we applied and became Springdale with a post office in 1872, and then the town was incorporated in 1878. So we've been Springdale ever since.
Several of those early founders have been honored by having streets named after them. Outreach coordinator Susan Young says Shiloh Museum staff members have been researching the Civil War because of the event's sesquicentennial, and what they found is that soldiers referred to the area by yet another name. She says in most of the military records they've examined, they've found people referring to the little community as Holcomb Spring, a nod to the John and Dorothea Holcomb family. Susan explains the family owned a lot of land in the area, and John was a preacher in the Shiloh Church. Though the original Shiloh Church no longer exists, the third one does. The building is located on the Shiloh Museum grounds, and Young says they hope to eventually restore its interior so it can be used. Although Springdale was incorporated in 1878, Young says the name Shiloh still appeared into the early 1900s. In the 1920s and 30s, Young says stories from the sports page of the Fayetteville newspaper often mentioned playing the boys from Shiloh. The museum opened years later in 1968, and planners made the decision to incorporate Shiloh into its name.
You can look back in old newspaper articles about plans for a Springdale City Museum, but now I think from the get-go, the people who found the community founded the museum, and I think from the word go, it's going to be the Shiloh Museum. It was the Shiloh Museum of Springdale at first. And then as we kind of set about what is our mission, what story do we want to tell, we refined it to be the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History. Well, that's really not refining it. We broadened it. We broadened it to say we're the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, meaning we're going to tell the story of the Arkansas Ozarks.
Of course, that's just one example of the prevalence of the word Shiloh in Springdale today. Another example is Shiloh Christian School, which, according to its website, was founded in 1976 as a ministry of the First Baptist Church of Springdale. Other examples include Shiloh Square, the Shiloh Sacred Harp Singers, and, of course, Shiloh Street. Though it has been more than a century since the town was officially named Springdale, why does the Shiloh name remain?
I think in Springdale, there's a strong sense of roots, and that Shiloh harkens back to the sense of the community's history. I mean, you know, you have the largest museum in the history museum in the region located in Springdale, and that's just a nod to the importance that the community has placed on its history over the years. So. Shiloh just continues to be an important sense of place for Springdale, I think. Maybe not so much now. I mean, there's plenty of people now that don't have any idea about Shiloh being the original name of Springdale. So that's kind of our mission, is to help honor those early community founders by recognizing and remembering that name, Shiloh.
For more information on Springdale history, you can visit shilohmuseum.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.